Seattle and Denver have more history between them than most teams that square off in the Super Bowl. But most of that history transpired when the teams were in the same conference and division. Only a game's Doug Trabu reports on a rivalry renewed.
Until this week, the Broncos and Seahawks hadn't seen much of each other lately. The NFL moved the Seahawks from the AFC to the NFC in 2002, but for nearly a quarter century, they played twice a year as members of the AFC West. Strange things happen when rivals meet, and linebacker Carl Mecklenburg saw a lot of them. Mecklenburg played for Denver from 1983 to 1994. The six-time Pro Bowler's favorite memory starts with a fumble and a stampede of players headed straight for a ball boy on the sideline.
And as he turned around to run away, he dropped the ball he had just been polishing, and it rolled out on the field about 10 feet from the other football. So there's two balls out on the field now. Tom Jackson recovers the real fumble, and Steve Largent recovers the other fumble, and the ref runs up next to both piles and yells out, "Broncos ball!"
Largent, a future Hall of Famer, was still holding the ball boy's football, and Mecklenburg says the normally mild-mannered Seattle wide receiver was not happy.
Largent is a Christian guy, a wonderful person, but he came out of that pile cussing and screaming, and how could it be the Broncos ball? I have the ball.
That game never would have happened if the NFL had stuck to its original plan. In 1976, the league expanded. Defying the conventions of geography, Tampa Bay joined the AFC West, and Seattle joined the NFC West. After one season, the team switched conferences, and Seattle joined the Broncos, Chargers, Chiefs, and Raiders in the AFC West. Seattle and Denver quickly got to know each other very well. Mecklenburg says the games were tough.
I think it was a rivalry of mutual respect. There wasn't that built-up hatred like we had with the Raiders.
One of those Raiders was Hall of Fame cornerback Michael Haynes.
It's tough to play in Seattle, and it was tough to play in Denver. They have great fans. And people really understand the game and love the game. And they started their own fan club of Raider haters.
Haynes spent half of his 14-year career in the AFC West with the Silver and Black in the 1980s.
Playing against them is always fun because I always played my best games when there was a lot of controversy or a lot of energy in the game.
Rooting for the Seahawks is one of my earliest memories, really. Hanging out with my dad, watching the games on TV.
Kurt Woodward grew up in Clee Ellum, Washington. Today he lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and is married to one of our colleagues at WBUR. Woodward says until recent years, the best time for Seattle fans was the 80s, when the team's stars included Largent, quarterback Dave Craig, and running back Kurt Warner.
I think of the Bronco Busters and Raider Busters t-shirts that people would have made, probably bootleg. Ghostbusters was the big movie phenomenon of the time, and when the AFC West rivals had come to town, everybody would be wearing those kind of goofy shirts.
In 1983, the Seahawks made the playoffs for the first time. Their opponent? The Broncos, and rookie quarterback John Elway, who's now Denver's executive vice president of football operations. Seattle won, but Denver holds a 34-19 advantage in the all-time series. Seahawks fans suffered as Elway guided Denver to five Super Bowls in the 80s and 90s. Then the NFL announced Seattle's move to the NFC. Former Raider Michael Haynes was disappointed.
It's kind of a bittersweet thing now to see Seattle and Denver playing in the Super Bowl. That's just for me. I think, you know, they've been out of the AFC for so long that most of the, you know, new fans don't have that thought, never even enters their mind.
Woodward says he and his fellow fans were upset too, but with a Super Bowl appearance in the 2005 season and another one this year, they're getting over it.
The fact that they started being so good in the NFC West relatively soon after getting in there, well, yeah, that covers up any kind of pain or angst about getting jerked around by the commissioner. You know, it's a really interesting set of rivalries now, but those old AFC West rivalries are really something, though.
The Broncos are trying for their third Super Bowl title, the Seahawks their first. AFC, NFC, whoever comes out on top, the Lombardi Trophy's heading west. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Trabue.